Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Timothy Shyamalan. Shyamalama-ding-dong.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Now, what if Norm is driving around somewhere? Like, I need you to ask Evan why he went there. Shyamalan?
You ask him.
And you went Tiffany Ding. What did you say?
Shyamalama-ding-dong. Otis.
Timothy.
Otis Day in the Night.
Shyamalan.
Shyamalama-ding-dong. You know who,
Good God, Goo!
You know who,
Otis. Dune was on in your studio. It kind of reminded me.
The movie.
You know who Otis Day and the Nights are? Clearly, right?
Otis Day and the Nights. I'm going to lose my black card.
I think you may.
No, Otis Redding.
Well, there's Otis Redding, but this is Otis Day and the Nights.
I remember.
They were in a movie. You might not have seen the movie. It's an old one.
I'm a movie connoisseur.
Animal House.
One of the best movies ever made.
Yeah, remember when they went to the bar and it was a black bar and they were the white guys and the black guys came over and said,
Can we
dance with your dates? Yeah, the band that was playing was Otis Day and the Night.
Oh, Shyamalan. Man, I might throw it in tonight after the Giant game. Dude, I
that was one of the songs
they said. Imagine that happening nowadays. Can we dance with your dates?
Yeah, if you remember.
Well, if you're a pro athlete, you can.
If you remember how they.
I do, Steiny.
How they ended up there. It was they went to the all women's college and pretended to be a date of a woman named Fawn Leibowitz.
Steiny, I got it.
Who apparently in the movie had died in a kiln accident.
That's a great pool, man. Oh, man.
What is going on here?
I don't know, Bob.
Fitz. Shut up.
Hey, you don't talk to my boy like that.
Yeah, we're trying to work on ourselves this summer.
Yep.
You guys can work on it.
What time's your haircut? Right after?
No, 3:15.
We'll see. What are you going to do after?
Well, I'm going to walk around the city and go at 3:15. Now, there does happen to be a place right around the corner, so I may kill 30 minutes, but today it's about the haircut, Goo.
And today, the Niners camp started.
Like, yeah.
Am I doing too much? I know we're talking Giants, and I get it, but...
It's Morris Day in the Night.
Oh, Steiny. And I'm up here saying, well, Steiny, I brought up it's Otis Day in the Night, and there's somebody there. There's a group right here on my screen, Otis Day in the Night.
Maybe I'm right. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I was right.
And they played in Animal House, 1978.
Yeah. That's what I thought. So oh, they weren't fictional.
Who's Shyamalama?
No. Yeah. Ding dong. You don't remember? No. That's a ooh, mama. It's a great tune.
Well, mm-hmm. But.
Well, you are doing too much, but why did that cross your mind now?
Because this is the first year that I don't know what to expect from the Niners. you can miss the playoffs like you did last year, and I'd be oh. Or Stoudy, you could go 12-5, win the division, and get back to the NFC Championship game, and I would say oh. But it's the feeling that I don't know. Last year, this time,
yep.
I felt like the Niners were going back to the Super Bowl.
That's why
I really did.
They are in a better spot this year than they were last year at this point.
I'll go Roxy Bernstein, our guy. Please explain.
Well, first of all, if you'll remember, this is the time when Trent Williams wasn't around.
And well, not let this go. Go ahead.
Brandon Ayuk was holding in. But I think the biggest difference between last year and this year, and you're going to say, oh, Steiny, but they were under the illusion last year that they were still a Super Bowl team. And what they didn't realize at the time is everything they were doing was pointed in the direction of not being a Super Bowl team. They just didn't get it. They thought they were invincible. And this year, I believe they have a more realistic expectation of who they are as a team. Just because they were a Super Bowl team two previous years, I think they came into last year. We talked about it a lot. Guys had different agendas, but yet they wanted to have their cake and they wanted to eat it too last year. They wanted certain guys wanted to get paid, and they did. And I don't think they were attacking the regular season like they did in the previous 2 years.
But Steiny, what about, I'm not saying you're wrong, and we'll get to Ayuk, who I still think is an issue, more of an issue now, because you've been paid. They handed you something, and you're still doing whatever you're doing. I can't put my finger on it, but it falls under the umbrella distraction. None of what you mentioned had anything to do with them stopping, not being able to stop the run. That their defense has been their staple. None of what you just mentioned had nothing to do with their D-line not being able to cause havoc like they had been in the past.
Right. They weren't a Super Bowl team, and they thought they were. And they acted like they were just going to get back there. And they didn't, because to my way of thinking, they didn't dot their I's. They didn't cross their T's. I mean, they weren't able to pay the price. I think they got into the last season, and I've said this a million times, they realized how long the season is, and I think the first half of the season they were trying to just get by, and
well,
not
without
expend.
Their best player. Like we got to put respect on that,
all right,
for any team. But so
well, they lost one guy.
If I can interject, and I have, Snotty, interrupted you. So it sounds like you're saying, oh, they'll be right back. There is no personnel issue.
No, what I'm saying is they have a better understanding of who they are this year. And who they are this year, I think they understand they're not sure. Mm. I think last year they thought they were something that they weren't, because all they did was bank on looking back at the previous two seasons. And I don't think they were...
Ow.
I don't think while it was happening in the offseason, they realized that they weren't making the commitment that they'd made in past years. And maybe it was because they realized how daunting it was going to be to get through a 17-game season and make the postseason. And they got off to a poor start, and then injuries hit. And the next thing you know, they're 6-11.
Well, injuries hit. I'm just, again, Stoudy, I don't know where I'm going, but I got to give them a pass. The Niners, the whole team, for the injury started before. You don't like the offseason gate. Trent Williams, we found out a couple players had deaths in the family. They were dealing with some hellified stuff, right? And I say that to say, as we found out after, but boy, Steiny, you tell me any team that loses their best player before week one, because I'll never forget being in the stadium for that, thinking we're going to see McCaffrey, and then find out not only is he not playing, he's gone. My Kuiper voice, gone. So, I mean, it almost has me thinking that's half the battle as to why you didn't make the offs, if not more. And then you talk about the injuries to Ayuk and everybody, you know?
You can give him a pass, which is what you just said you were going to give him for last year. I wouldn't. I wouldn't give him a pass. I think looking back,
they lost a lot.
I think looking back, we saw that they weren't going to be going anywhere last year because of the way the offseason took place and because they didn't get off to a fast start. I don't give them a pass for last year. I think they got a dose of reality.
Okay, so I guess what I'm saying to help illustrate to me and others, okay, so if they fix that issue, or you deem they fixed that issue of the offseason not being last, what does that equate to? What comes out in regard to win total? Or are you telling me that's just another conversation? Like,
I'm saying
if they fix that to you.
Fix what?
How they went into the offseason, does that mean, oh, watch out for the Niners? Because now, no, I'm stuck on Greenlaw. I'm stuck on the guys that are no longer here. Debo, as much as I thought, you know, that was played out and how they were using them, I'm like, so you're really going to start week one with Jennings and Pearsall being your guys with Kittle?
What?
I don't know what that is or how good that can be. They're going to go prove it.
Right. They don't like,
but that's
at least,
a difference.
At least they're not going into this season thinking they're entitled to make a Super Bowl run. And they're not, they didn't go into this offseason with guys demanding to get paid, at least not yet.
Well, you got a receiver giving you some mixed signals. I know he won't be IU.
I mean, to me, he doesn't matter.
Because he won't be available early.
When's he going to be ready? I don't know. So, you know, I get it. You think he's a distraction? I don't. Because I don't think Debo Samuel was a distraction last year, and I don't think George Kittle was a distraction last year. I just, the other thing, too, is, you know, you can give them a pass, but I just look at their personnel and what they had, and Brock Purdy took a step back.
Yeah.
And
the whole team did.
Trent Williams isn't the player he used to be.
Well,
and
he wasn't Nick last Bosa, year, Connie.
Nick Bosa, and he wasn't the year before that either, the second half of the season. So they're big boys. Didn't have good years, and that's a big – if you want to blame it on injury, you can blame it on injury.
No, I would be hella
I'm looking at their big boys, and none of their big boys were good, to my way of thinking, outside of Kittle.
And now you got rid of some of the big boys. And I'm talking about Greenlaw. I'm talking about Debo. I'm talking about Hufanga. All the little stuff around the edges were guys that were in Niner uniforms, play big-time football. I'm not saying the Niners didn't get it right, but I guess the pass was, Steiny – some of it is, not, and it's not all of it. Okay, well, damn, you're without your best player for 8 weeks. Okay, you're going to feel that. But I'm just talking about, have you replaced Greenlaw? What's Robert Saleh going to do now that he has this batch of groceries? Is it lesser or is it more than what he had last time he was here? I think the answer is lesser. But can he make it taste the same or even better? And that's what chefs do.
I understand that the 49ers had some hardship last year with Trent Williams and Chavarius Ward. Yeah. But also, I look at it mostly, they brought it on themselves. I mean, they just did. Ayuk held it, you know, Ayuk didn't practice. He got hurt. Williams got in late. He got hurt. McCaffrey, he got a contract. He got hurt. Like,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, I don't give them a pass. I just don't think they came in last year with the same mentality that they came in the previous 2 years.
Okay. Well, I've admitted last year, and I don't think I'm by myself, but the bottom line is it's you and I. I admitted last year at this juncture, I thought they could get to the Super Bowl. Do you have them right now, a playoff team? Do you feel comfortable in saying that? Or are you like, goo, I still need to – and I'm going to say, what do you need to see? Because we're going to have preseason, but okay.
Well, if they don't make the playoffs, it's a terrible year because the schedule's a joke. I mean, that is the reason – why I think the 49ers can win more games than last year is because, yeah, they lost some tough ones last year that could have gone the other way. So you figure maybe you win a couple of those, and the schedule is extremely favorable. So I don't, yeah. I give winning the division, I think they got a shot at winning the division, and I know you can go on a run once you get to the playoffs, but do I see them as a Super Bowl contender like two previous years ago? I don't. I think they're in transition. They, you know, the year before they went to the Super Bowl. Last year they were 6-11. Who are they? I think they're somewhere in between. I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender anymore, but I don't think they're a 6-11 team, especially not with that schedule.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. I just, man, you know, I sit here and I'm captain, you know, there's a price to a dynasty. And some could say, well, the Niners didn't win the Super Bowl. They don't constitute a dynasty, but miss me with that. You know what I'm talking about. This Niner team was playing more primetime games, big-time games, two Super Bowls since 2019, two against the Chiefs and Andy Reid. Bottom line, they didn't get it done. But what goes into those long-ass seasons is a whole hell of a lot of winning and good luck and good health, and they've kind of had all that. And – Steiny, I say that to say is this year will tell me, nobody cares, but it's my thoughts, if the window is shut or still open. Like this is, I need 17 more for me to finalize and tell you, okay, they're in transition, and sometimes that's not a good thing, Steiny.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. You know, I view the 49ers as, okay, let's think about Brock Purdy for a minute. Do you think Brock Purdy, he obviously didn't have a bad year, but now he's been paid. Does that change any kind of dynamic for Brock Purdy? In other words, is he in a better spot this year than he was last year in terms of his mental frame of mind because he got paid?
That is beautiful. But what if I told you, I don't think the system now can elevate him. He's got to elevate the system. And now that the Debo thing or that package is gone, Ayuk is not there. I'm not scared of Pearsall right now on paper and Jennings and Kittle. Like, and we got to see if McCaffrey's healthy. But on paper, Steiny, I'm not saying they're bums by any stretch, but that doesn't scare me like the Niners in their prime offensively when they were clicking. So I'm excited to see Brock, who's got the paper, now can he kind of, can you put them on your back? And maybe he's already done it, but he didn't get the credit for it because, oh, he's just driving the bus. But now, Steiny, I think we can look around and hone in on what the Niners are working with and really see if Brock is, you know, worthy of getting that check.
Yeah.
That excites me.
I look back at the year they lost to the Eagles and then when they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, and I look at those teams and I try to be objective, and this team's not as good.
Oh, those Niner teams.
Yes.
Oh, no doubt.
So we're using two teams as a frame of reference, neither of whom won a Super Bowl. and we acknowledge they're not as good this year. I don't think they are, because they're older than they were 2 years ago, a lot of the guys who played, and then the young guys are pretty young. So
yeah, like some haven't even played Pro Bowl.
Exactly. So that's, I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender. Now, you could nitpick and say, well, Steiny, how can you say they're going to win the division, or they got a chance to win the division, but they're not a Super Bowl contender? It's a fair thought. It's fair, because once you get into the playoffs, all you got to win is two or three games and you're in the Super Bowl. But I just don't think this team's as good as it was 2 years ago.
All right. And I'm with you. And our guy Austin in San Jose in the chat. Guru, you cannot be a dynasty if you haven't won a Super Bowl. Stop it. I get that, Austin. You know I know that. But, Steiny, if I asked you who ran the NFC since 2019, the answer would be, I got mine.
Okay.
The Niners.
Great. What does it mean?
No, that's why I'm just telling guys like Austin.
Well, you're wrong. It's not a dynasty, though, so you shouldn't use the word.
But you know what I mean. Well, it's dynasty light.
Well, no, it's
two
not.
Super Bowls.
A dynasty dynasty light would be two Super Bowls in 4 years. Then they'd be like, is that a dynasty? 2 and 4? We'd be like, it's light. Dynasty shouldn't be used. You can't use dynasty if a team's never won it.
Come on, man. Work with me. That's kind of barbershop bar talk. I understand that, and I know what a dynasty is.
Well, apparently,
but my point is,
apparently you don't.
They've been close. And then Austin, and you, I'm throwing in that NFC championship game where you didn't even get a chance.
Yeah, no, Austin's right.
I know he's right.
Okay.
But you know what I mean.
Well,
they've been there.
You could be more, and we talk about this a lot, you could be a little more precise with your language.
Miss me. Yeah, I can
but
get
I think I think if we put up a poll and said, have the Niners been a dynasty the last 5 years? I'll bet it would be 96-4.
Okay, give me this. Were the Buffalo Bills when they lost?
No.
To me, they ran the AFC.
Okay.
But you can't be one because you didn't win. But hell yeah.
Okay, you're going to get mad at me, but
never.
The only reason you're using dynasty, even though they have no business with using the word, or you have no business using the word, is just as a way to pander to 49er fans.
What is that? What bill does that pay for me?
You would not even use the word with any team that never won a title to use the word dynasty.
We use our lips and mouths at these jobs. The host is paintbrushes. Mm-hmm. And I was just painting the picture of the Niners have ran the NFC for the last 5 years, in my opinion.
Okay.
Now, okay, let's do that. That's a
great
softer land.
Okay, but
and that's all I was trying to, I don't like when, because now I'm starting to think if you do it, I don't placate to, if I say something nice about little Johnny's team, I get brownie point.
You do.
Nobody pays my bill, puts gas in the caddy. I'm the guy that said Kyle should be run out of here when Trey got hurt. Find that drop.
Okay. Yeah, and how'd that hold up?
I hate guys and gals that take stuff too sick. You know what I meant, Austin.
Well, apparently he didn't. Apparently he didn't. And I just let you go. I'm a good friend of yours. But again,
radio cop.
Again, it's trying to think who would be.
Give it to me.
So the
Buffalo Bills was a great comp.
No. It's, Denver was kind of a dynasty. The Nuggets, they won it 2 years ago. But
they hadn't gotten close any other time.
Oh. Well, no, they went around this year. They were one game from going to the conference finals.
I'm going back to 2019, but.
Okay. I mean, this is where I'd be like, they ran the NFC for 5 years. Like, that is right up 49er fans' alley. But my question would be, what's it mean?
Right, and I was a fan listening to that,
nothing.
It wouldn't. No, it means that
you paid
the price, Steiny.
You can't.
And it might have taken a lot out of you, and you didn't get the throne. That's what it means.
You can't do what you do, which is talk about how, remember how when we got there, we won it. And oh, Steiny, this is a fan base that's starving. They haven't won a Super Bowl in 30 years. Steiny, you don't get it. These guys are used to winning, these 49er fans. Okay, you're right on all those things. So then don't say, boy, it was almost a dynasty. These fans are too sophisticated for that.
And like hurt.
You don't have to win them over with false praise.
And there we go. Right. I don't do that. Well, I've never done, even with my children.
It kind of feels like it sometimes. Right. I get it.
No, because you're scorned. And I don't know why you're scorned, but it had nothing to do with
me. Scorned.
So you take out your sports insecurities on me, and you think Goo would open the mic to get some brownie points from fans.
Well, I just don't think the Niners had a dynasty in the last 5 years.
Have they been close to a Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
But more than
most dynasties are talked about as...
No, we're not talking...
Yeah, they're not a dynasty.
You're saying it doesn't apply to the Niners. Have the Niners been close to a Super Bowl these past few seasons?
You know what? Not really. Not really.
Losing two.
They were never in the NFC Championship game against the Eagles. But they got blown out 50-3.
But they get credit
for
getting there.
And then Pat Mahomes did what he does.
And the Niners did what they did.
You know what? I mean, if...
tricked it off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they've had a nice run. I'd let you get away with good little run. I'd let you get away with they've been good but have nothing to show for it. But
that's what all that means.
Steiny, this is a price of a dynasty. Oh, even though they didn't. No.
I'm the author of that.
It's not a dynasty. You got to usually, and maybe I'm speaking out of turn here, but my understanding was it's hard to talk about a dynasty if you've never won one championship. That's all.
Well, I'm the guy that thinks the Niners in 19 were better than the Chiefs.
Right.
And I thought the Niners were better than the Chiefs.
And the Warriors have six titles.
Now, why'd you go there?
Because it's the same thing.
It's not.
No, again.
They win overtime. Yeah. Shouldn't even went to overtime.
Yeah. I get it.
It's your money.
You know, that's not good enough for you, but it's.
Now, the Chiefs are a dynasty.
Oh, okay.
We were having some fun.
Right. And the 49ers aren't in their league.
Well, they're an NFC. They're an AFC.
Austin, you got that one right. And you know what? And I've been letting it go. And
I'll stop.
I'll continue to let it go because I don't want to get bogged down in it. But, yeah, I mean, it's, stop. You know, again, usually.
It's nuanced.
Trying to know think who I mean. Else. Let's see.
You don't want to chew on the Buffalo Bills.
There you go. Last 5 years, in your mind, Buffalo's been a dynasty. They make the playoffs every year. They're kind of knocking on the door. It's kind of like a dynasty.
Zero
just,
Super
just
Bowl
for that little, just for that little detail of you got to win it.
I still stand on the Warriors should have six titles.
And again, maybe we can do a show from Fantasyland tomorrow.
Step into my office.
Yeah. Well, then if
Draymond doesn't get suspended.
Right, if Steph Curry's got six rings, then you know what? He ain't giving back the gold medal.
No.
Mm-hmm. What's coming up next on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And let me tell you about new vodka. If you're wrapping up the workday like me, and it's time to flip the mental switch, it's time to unwind. When I'm off the clock, new vodka is what I'm drinking. N-U-E. New vodka is American-made. Award-winning, 7 times distilled for that clean, crisp taste that you love so much. I'm telling you, I've got a couple of the cucumber, got a couple of the citrus. It's smooth. It's versatile. Makes every cocktail feel like it's coming straight from behind the bar at your favorite bar or dive bar or upscale lounge. Hit up their website to check out some killer cocktail recipes and make sure, like I said, you try their all-natural flavors, cucumber and citrus. They're absolute game changers. Remember the name, New Vodka. That's N-U-E Vodka. It's not just my pick. It can be yours, too. When the show's over and it's time to relax, Goo, we're going to have some new vodka on the shelf. N-U-E Vodka. It's in stores now, and if you don't see it at your favorite bar or restaurant, ask for it, and we'll get it for you. Mm-hmm.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.